Welcome to the Latin American School of Medicine.
Quien les habla es la doctora Heidi Soca González.
Heidi Soca González, I'm a physician.
Vicerectora académica de esta institución.
The vice rector of this school.
Ya que está aquí, bueno, vamos a contarles un poco brevemente las características de nuestra institución y cómo fue que surgió esta institución.
And we, to start, we would like to talk to you about the history of this school briefly.
Bueno, nuestra institución surge por una idea de nuestro comandante en jefe Fidel Castro Cruz.
Our institution was created due to an idea our commander-in-chief Fidel Castro had.
Esta idea surge después del paso de dos grandes huracanes por Centroamérica, que fueron los huracanes Yolimis.
By that time, there were two hurricanes that hit Central America in 1998, George and Mitch hurricanes.
Estos huracanes provocaron, es decir, una situación muy desfavorable en varios países de Centroamérica, como Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala.
Countries like Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, and these Central American countries were devastated by these two hurricanes.
E inmediatamente nuestro gobierno ofrece ayuda médica a esos países que fueron afectados por los huracanes.
And immediately our country offered help to recover those areas that were damaged by the hurricanes.
Pero no era suficiente con que nuestros médicos estuvieran temporalmente en esos países.
Helping them by sending working health workers brigades, working brigades to those areas. But that help was not enough.
Sino que era importante formar recursos humanos en salud que fueran de esos propios países.
It was more important to train people from those areas to become, you know, healthcare workers in the future.
Porque cuando nuestras brigadas médicas partieron a estos países, fueron a las áreas más afectadas en estos países.
So the health workers from Cuba, when they went to those areas in solidarity with these peoples, they worked around remote and most affected areas of those countries.
Donde muchas veces la población no conocía ni la existencia de un médico.
And the majority of these population from those areas did not have access or did not know anything related to medical assistance.
Y también la atención médica tenía sus dificultades.
And they had also difficulties in having access to medical assistance.
Y por eso, bueno, surge, es decir, tiene nuestro comandante la idea de crear entonces una institución donde se formaran médicos de esos propios países para esos países.
So that's why our commander-in-chief, Fidel Castro, had the idea of opening a space to train all these population to become, you know, healthcare workers in the future, and then, you know, help where they were coming from. I mean, giving medical assistance to those areas where they were coming from.
Y en, como les decía, esta se proclama por primera vez esta idea por nuestro comandante en noviembre de 1998.
This idea was proclaimed by our commander-in-chief on November 1998.
Y en febrero de 1999 estaban arribando los primeros estudiantes a esta institución.
And then on the following year, February 1999, so the first students arrived in Cuba to study or pursue medicine.
Esta instalación donde nos encontramos, es decir, esta escuela era pertenecía a la Academia Naval.
So this school was the former a school for the Navy.
Donde se formaban los marineros, tanto mercantiles como los marineros de guerra.
So either the Navy merchant sailors or the Navy were pursuing studies here.
Y fue donada por el ministro de las Fuerzas Armadas en aquel momento, que es nuestro actual presidente, Raúl Castro Ruz, al Ministerio de Salud Pública.
And the armed forces decided to donate, by the minister of armed forces at that time, Raul Castro, who is our president today, decided to donate this school for the purpose of opening the Latin American School of Medicine.
Y bueno, como comprenderán, el trabajo para convertir una academia naval en una escuela de medicina en dos, tres meses fue muy intenso.
So the work developed here to turn this school, to refurbish this space here and turn it into a school of medicine was very intensive. And in 3 months, 2 or 3 months, we spent time refurbishing this school to be open it, to be able to open the school in February 1999.
Como les decía, en un inicio fue creada para estos países que fueron afectados, su mayoría de Centroamérica.
So at the very beginning, the school was opened for students from those areas that were affected by the two hurricanes.
Pero en ese mismo primer curso académico se extendió a prácticamente casi todos los países de América Latina.
And this idea was extended at the very beginning of the school year when they opened for the first time, was extended to other countries. In Latin America, only for Latin American students.
En ese curso tuvimos 18 países, estudiantes de 18 países.
So the first school year, so 18 countries were present, were pursuing studies here.
Y hoy, es decir, después de 15 años de fundar la institución,
after 15 years of the foundation of the school,
han transitado por esta institución jóvenes de más de 124 países.
Young people from over 24 countries have pursued 124 countries. I'm sorry, 124 countries have pursued studies in this school through all these 15 years of the foundation of the Latin American School of Medicine.
Y hemos graduado más de 24,000 médicos.
So more than 24,000 students have graduated from this school. And they are from 88 countries.
Nuestra institución tiene como misión fundamental formar médicos integrales.
So our main mission is to train physicians here as comprehensive doctors, or
se puede decir GPs generales.
GPs. Yeah, general practitioners.
No solo que tengan una buena preparación científico-técnica.
So a very good training, scientific and technical training is not enough.
Sino que también, tengan una formación, como le decíamos, integral.
But also a comprehensive training.
Donde para nosotros el aspecto educativo también es muy importante, además del instructivo.
So the educational aspect, as well as the instructive aspect, are very important.
Donde, trabajamos en función de reforzar una serie de valores que son esenciales en esta profesión.
So it's important for our school to train our school all these values that are needed to be able to exercise this profession.
Como el humanismo, el respeto al ser humano.
Humanism, respect human beings.
La solidaridad,
solidarity,
la responsabilidad,
responsibility,
que son esenciales en cualquier ser humano.
These
pero,
are essential values for any human being.
Pero fundamentalmente, pero esenciales en el médico.
But are essential values for physicians and healthcare workers.
Eso lo logramos o lo realizamos a través de una extenso trabajo, un proyecto de trabajo educativo.
So for this purpose, we have a very we've developed an important work.
Desde,
all the faculty members of the school.
Desde que comienzan la carrera hasta que terminan la carrera.
Since the beginning of these medical studies until the end of these studies.
Somos muy exigentes también con el rigor académico.
Yeah, we are very demanding with lots of academic rigor.
Porque estamos formando médicos.
Because we're training physicians.
También, bueno, es importante que si cuando lo, como les decía, tenemos una masa estudiantil muy heterogénea, porque si son de 124 países, por supuesto que la masa estudiantil.
Since we have students from 124 countries, so our students are heterogeneous.
Por eso cuando los estudiantes arriban a la institución, por eso cuando los estudiantes arriban a nuestra institución se hace una caracterización psicopedagógica de cada uno de ellos.
So at the very beginning, before they start pursuing the studies here, son los maestros lo que hacen eso. So the faculty members develop an assessment, a psychopedagogical assessment to all the students here.
Que va desde el rendimiento intelectual que tiene el estudiante.
And it's all the they assess the intellectual level of the student,
las motivaciones,
their motivations,
las cuestiones que desde el punto de vista afectivo pueden incidir en el proceso docente educativo,
all the psychological aspects that may influence on their development as students,
lo que permite un trabajo más diferenciado del profesor con cada uno de sus estudiantes,
which allows us to develop a one-to-one type of work. So I mean the faculty member and the students. Those who are non-Spanish speaking students, so they need to take a pre-course before the school year starts. These courses for them to learn Spanish,
que dura aproximadamente 20 semanas, o que dura 20 semanas.
And it's a 20-week Spanish course.
Y continúan con un curso premédico.
And then, after that course, they start a pre-medical course.
En el cual continúan reforzando el español.
And through that course, the pre-medical one, they still continue studying Spanish.
Y además, se van preparando a los estudiantes en una serie de contenidos que son esenciales para insertarse en la carrera.
And they also prepare the students for them to anticipate some of the contexts that they will pursue later on when they start these medical studies.
Porque la preparación precedente es diferente en todos los estudiantes.
So their pre-medical courses are different for the students.
No,
so it's these are type of courses to level their educational background. So they are not pre-medical courses, it's just to level their level of education, since they are coming from different countries.
Terminado el curso premédico, se insertan ya a la carrera de medicina.
Once they finish the pre-medical course, they then start the school year.
Que tiene una duración de 6 años.
And they pursue these medical studies for 6 years.
Los dos primeros años de la carrera los realizan en esta institución.
The two first years are pursued here in this school where we are now.
Y del tercero al sexto año de la carrera en el resto de las universidades de ciencias médicas del país.
And the rest of the years are pursued in different medical schools that we have in the country.
Que nuestro país tiene 13 universidades de ciencias médicas.
There are 13 medical schools in Cuba.
Y 29 facultades de medicina.
And 29.
¿Qué esas son las que están en hospitales? Pero que están en las hospitales.
So we have teaching hospitals, teaching clinics, and also medical schools all around the country, que son 29, and they are 29 in total.
Desde, es decir, ya desde que el estudiante comienza, tiene una preparación con un componente práctico muy importante.
So all the students, when they start, they have received a very important practical component for them to, pursue the studies.
Y se forman en los propios escenarios de salud, dice que tiene el Ministerio de Salud Pública.
And they are being trained on the job in the most important medical clinics or most important medical scenarios Cuba has.
En los dos primeros años, fundamentalmente en la atención primaria de salud.
So the two first years, they are trained at the primary care level of our system.
Y a partir del tercer año, ya sobre todo, continúan en la atención primaria, pero se insertan además en la secundaria y en la atención terciaria.
And then after the third year, they also do their practice in the primary care level of the system of healthcare in Cuba, but also secondary and tertiary level as well.
Y terminan
en secondary are hospitals. And tertiary are research institutes.
Y termina la carrera con un examen estatal.
And in the end of the school year, once they are about to, in sixth year, they have to perform a state exam.
Que tiene un componente práctico y un componente teórico.
So it's part of the exam is theoretical. And the other part of the exam, they have to practice the profession.
Que mide la competencia y el desempeño que tiene ese profesional.
So they, perform all their, everything they learn, their professional development is performed in this final exam.
También, nuestra escuela tiene un amplio movimiento extensionista.
So they have an intensive extracurriculum program.
Que tiene implícito no solo actividades desde el punto de vista cultural, deportivo, sino también actividades de proyección en las comunidades cercanas.
So this extracurriculum program, they organize cultural events, not only in the school, but they also develop intervention in different communities in Cuba.
Donde los estudiantes muestran también su cultura, sus tradiciones.
And through these events, they educate people about their culture, their traditions.
Participan en actividades de promoción y prevención de salud.
They participate in different activities related to promotion and prevention, health promotion and prevention type of activities.
De manera general, estas son las características fundamentales de la institución.
These are the main characteristics of our institution.
Aquí le traemos algunas imágenes.
So here, through this PowerPoint, you'll see some of the images of the work we developed.
Donde, pueden ver diferentes partes, áreas de nuestra institución.
So you will see areas of this institution.
Aquí, esto es una imagen de él, nuestro comandante en jefe. Estas palabras él las pronunció en la primera graduación.
These are the words he delivered in the first year, the first graduation the school had.
Y que están acá en la entrada del salón.
And they are here, this photo or posters, are, it's right at the beginning when you enter the school. It's right there to your left.
Estas son algunas imágenes de la institución tomadas desde el río Santa Ana, que es uno de los límites que tiene la institución.
And this is the river, Santa Ana River, which is by this school.
Esta es la maqueta que tiene
allá. The scale model that is behind you, over there.
Nuestra institución tiene una extensión territorial de 120 hectáreas.
120 hectares the school has.
Acá, otra vista de la escuela desde el mar.
And this is a photo taken from the ocean.
Una vista aérea de la escuela. Vuelve la maqueta. Y acá, esta es el área de la rectoría. ¿Sí?
The rector office is located in that building we're looking at now.
Nuestros estudiantes caminando, por diferentes áreas de la escuela.
Some of our students walking around the school.
ahí van hacia las áreas docentes, es decir, hacia las aulas.
Those are where the classrooms are located. That's the school.
Aquí, bueno, los tenemos en los pasillos consultando sus libros de textos.
So, just around the school, socializing and reading and exchanging information.
Aquí, bueno, diferentes escenarios docentes.
So different classrooms of the school.
Los laboratorios de histología.
Histology labs of the school.
Con una pieza anatómica. Aprendiendo a hacer examen físico.
So learning how to develop a physical exam.
Entonces, bueno, ya llevando a la práctica lo que aprendí, lo que hago aprendiendo en un consultorio.
So this is a community-based doctor's office.
También, bueno, la investigación.
Practice, doing research.
Aquí, bueno, la escuela tiene un centro de información con siete laboratorios.
We have a research center in the school with seven labs.
Donde, bueno, pueden consultar, buscar información.
So these research area of the school, they
esta
have access to books.
Esta es la biblioteca, es decir, aquí el almacén de los libros y aquí, bueno, la vista de la sala de lectura. Esta es la sala de lectura.
And the library, or they call the reading room.
Esta es la revista de la institución. Acá tenemos diferentes números donde se publican, bueno, los artículos científicos de nuestros profesores, de los egresados.
This is the journal of the school, and that's different issues of that journal. And in that journal, they publish scientific works that the faculty members have developed.
Este es un museo, un pequeño museo que tenemos de la institución.
Small museum the school has.
Y aquí, bueno, diferentes personalidades que nos han visitado. Aquí está el secretario general de la ONU.
Outstanding personalities that have visited the school. The general secretary of the United Nations.
Acá, bueno, uno de los cinco héroes.
One of the Cuban Five visited the school.
Y acá, bueno, realizando diferentes actividades extensionistas.
And these are part of the extracurricular activities.
A veces, sí, quería mostrar las imágenes porque a veces una imagen dice más que mil palabras, y entonces.
So I wanted to show you some of the images here because they speak more than the words I shared with you today.
Acá, bueno, el área de la residencia estudiantil, donde
the boarding
residen
area
los estudiantes.
Of the school.
Acá, bueno, los pasillos de la residencia. Estos son los dormitorios donde ellos mueren.
The dormitories.
Tienen también, bueno, lugares para estudiar.
In the boarding area, they also have the spaces for them to study.
Sus camas. Aquí, bueno, diferentes áreas deportivas.
Areas for, the practice of sports.
Y bueno, también tenemos un policlínico en la institución.
We also have a clinic.
Que brinda servicios y atención médica y estomatológica a nuestros estudiantes.
And it's the clinic for the students. Medical services for the students here.
Aquí, bueno, actividades de promoción de salud con los estudiantes en el mismo policlínico.
Es un policlínico, entonces, la clínica de aquí.
So this is still the clinic of the school, and they are developing health promotion and prevention work.
Aquí, bueno, diferentes servicios que tiene el policlínico.
Different services that this clinic offers.
MX, laboratorio.
X-ray.
Estomatología.
They also have a lab, dentistry,
farmacia,
pharmacy.
Y bueno, las áreas ya de los servicios.
And these are different areas for services.
Bueno, they offer los comedores.
The dining area.
El transporte en lo que ellos se trasladan a las diferentes áreas de institución.
The school buses, because for them to do some practice, so practices they go to clinics out of this area.
Y estas bueno, otras imágenes de la institución.
Thank you very much.
For you to come up with questions, and it is a time to listen to your questions. I can see a lot of questions.
Okay. I'm going to help with the questions, and we're going to go around this way, okay? Mm-hmm. The lady over here.
Okay.
What about nurses and other practitioners?
¿Qué te puedes decir con respecto a las enfermeras y otros practitioners? So you want to know whether the nurses are trained in the school?
Yes,
okay. Sí, sí,
no, esta escuela, es decir, de todas las ciencias médicas, la única que se estudia en esta institución es la medicina.
So the only thing which is pursued here is medicine.
En el resto de las universidades de ciencias médicas que tiene el país,
in the rest of the school of medicine throughout the country,
sí se estudia enfermería.
So nursing is studied, it's pursued in the other schools of medicine.
How do you select your research directions for research? How do you prioritize your topics of research?
¿Cuáles son cómo ustedes se hacen las selecciones para los tópicos para la investigación? ¿Qué seleccionan los temas?
Nosotros, es decir, el país tiene una serie de líneas de investigación.
All right, the country has some lines of investigation of research.
Que por supuesto cada organismo. Por ejemplo, el nuestro que respondemos es al MINSAC.
All right, this one responds to the Ministry of Public Health.
Tiene una serie de líneas de investigación.
It has some lines of research.
Y después cada institución, según su contexto y las características, va adecuando esas líneas de investigación.
So depending on the characteristics or depending on the features of every institution, that is how they plan their research or the lines of research.
Y tenemos varias líneas de investigación que van desde lo pedagógico.
So we have some lines of research, I mean, from the pedagogical line.
Desde lo biológico.
From biological, I mean, to biological.
Y lo social.
And also social is included.
Calidad de vida.
So quality of life.
La biomedicina.
Biomedicine is also.
Y también incluimos algunas cosas relacionadas con las enfermedades,
and we also include, I mean, topics related to some kinds of diseases.
Que no son, es decir, que ya, por ejemplo, Cuba las ha erradicado.
So some of these diseases have been eradicated in Cuba.
Pero que están presentes en otros países.
But there are still, I mean, there are some of the countries we still have these diseases that we have eradicated.
Y a través de la misma investigación que realizan los estudiantes.
So also through the research in which the students are involved.
A través de talleres.
Through workshops.
De cursos electivos vamos actualizando a los estudiantes en esas temáticas.
So we just keep updating the students in these topics.
Okay, one around here.
I'm going to say it in English so that everyone who speaks English can understand. But I speak Spanish. Okay, I would like to thank you because I know someone who graduated.
Quisiera dar las gracias porque conozco algunos estudiantes que se han graduado de esta escuela.
Over here, the back.
Women? You said women? You're talking about the number of women that have in terms of percentage, is that what you would like to know? Since the school was opened, so in the case of enrollment, 50% for each sex.
Después, en los últimos cursos, decir, hubo algunas variaciones.
So in the last courses we had some variants, some changes.
Pero del total de graduados puedo decir que más o menos está casi muy equitativo.
I could say you that it's quite similar. I mean the women that have graduated and the boys that have, well, the men that have graduated. So we can say that 50% of the ones who have finished their studies here are women.
Okay, how here?
What are the criteria for admission?
¿Cuáles son las?
How is it determined?
¿Cómo son los criterios para que los estudiantes entren aquí y cómo se hace esa determinación?
What sort of relations continue to be post-graduation?
¿Y qué tipo de relación mantienen una vez que ya estén graduados? Lo puso para el curso de programa.
Para la selección, los requisitos son.
So she's going to refer to the requirements that they should meet to be admitted to this school.
Tener entre 18 y 25 años de edad.
Between 18 and 25 years old.
Ser graduado de bachiller.
So they have they should finish their bachelor degrees.
Que en el caso de Estados Unidos se exige segundo, tercer año de college.
All right, in the case of the United States, so U.S. student second year of college.
No tener ninguna enfermedad invalidante para ejercer la profesión.
So they should not have any kind of diseases that prevent them from practicing this profession.
Y dos premisas fundamentales.
And there are two premises which are very important.
Que sean jóvenes de bajos recursos económicos.
So they have to be low income students.
Que no tengan posibilidad de estudiar en su país.
Those who do not actually have possibilities to study in their respective countries.
Y además que provengan de las diferentes áreas del país, sobre todo de aquellas más afectadas.
All right, and they should also come from areas, I mean the areas from these countries which are most affected.
¿Cómo se hace el proceso?
So how is this process carried out?
A través de las embajadas cubanas en los diferentes países.
Through the Cuban embassies in these countries.
Las embajadas hacen la convocatoria.
So the embassies make the call.
Según la cantidad de plazas que oferta el ministerio.
Depending on the different posts, on the different, let's say, number of the students that we have to admit them to the study here.
Y los interesados se presentan en la embajada.
And those who are interested in pursuing the studies here, they go to the Cuban embassies in their respective countries.
Y se hace la selección según estos requisitos.
And then the selection is carried out taking into account all these requirements.
En los países que hay brigadas médicas cubanas, también apoyan en este proceso.
In the case of the countries where we have medical doctors or brigade or medical doctor brigades, they also support these companies.
Y una vez egresados, que era
Once they finish their studies, which is part of the second question.
Nosotros tenemos en la institución un grupo de trabajo que es de seguimiento a los egresados.
So we have a kind of follow-up process, which is carried out, to the students that have finished their studies.
A través de los cuales establecemos relación con nuestros egresados.
So we still keep relations with those who have finished their studies through the different networks that we have.
Ellos están organizados en una asociación de egresados, de estudiantes.
So they belong to a society that are made up of students that have finished their studies here.
A través de los cuales mantenemos la comunicación.
So through which we keep relations with those students.
Y bueno, siempre se les informa de cursos, de entrenamientos.
So they are also informed about courses, about training courses.
Eventos científicos.
Scientific events in which they can participate.
Y ellos, por supuesto, también nos mantienen informados de las cosas que hacen en su país.
And of course they also keep us informed about things in which they have been involved in their respective countries.
Cada dos años.
Every 2 years.
Se realizan los encuentros de egresados.
So we have what we call encounters of those who have finished their studies.
Donde se reúnen un grupo importante de ellos.
A large number of students gathered.
A presentar su experiencia.
So they present their experiences.
Sus resultados científicos.
They also present their scientific results.
Puede ser algunos se han hecho en Cuba.
So some of these events, I mean some of these things have been done in Cuba.
Otros se hacen en otros países.
So some of the other things or some of the other events have been done in their respective countries.
Se reúnen por regiones.
So they get together depending on the region where they come from.
Y también esta institución es un escenario abierto para ellos.
This is an open scenario for them.
Donde a veces ellos solicitan venir a realizar un evento científico.
Sometimes they make some requests that of coming to Cuba to participate in some scientific events.
También todos los años nosotros ofertamos cursos de verano.
Todos los años. Every year we offer summer courses.
Se ofertan cursos de verano en el periodo de vacaciones y ellos, es decir, muchos interesados vienen y matriculan y participan.
There are some of them who come during this time and they sign up for these courses.
I'm going this way. The lady in the back there.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify. I was going to ask about the mission anymore. First of all, did you say 7 years of college? Because in the U.S. you only need 4 years of college. That's part one. How many American students have you graduated, and have you tracked them all to see are they still practicing in low-income?
Los estudiantes de Estados Unidos que se han graduado, si ustedes todavía les siguen, ¿cuántos? Yo want to know how many of them,
yeah,
y cuántos se han graduado en Estados Unidos, y ustedes les siguen, les siguen la práctica.
¿Están practicando?
Sí, todavía si practican, si siguen practicando la medicina, una vez graduado de él.
Sí. Nosotros, bueno, tenemos 112 graduados de Estados Unidos.
So, 112 students have graduated. In the U.S. students have graduated from this school. So we have 112 U.S. graduates, and now we have 99 U.S. students studying here,
in
Cuba, here, right here.
Y tenemos, es decir, mantenemos relaciones bastante estrechas con nuestros.
So we still have close links with those students that have finished their studies here.
Casi todos han logrado vencer los test, es decir, los exámenes.
Okay, almost the majority of them have been able to pass the exams.
Y en estos momentos hay 33 realizando especialidades médicas.
And then we have 33 students doing their specialization.
Hay dos que están realizando especialidad en Cuba.
So we have two of them who are specializing in Cuba.
Y los otros 33 decía son en Estados Unidos.
And the other 33 students are doing that back home.
De los graduados de Estados Unidos también un grupo de ellos estuvo en Haití como parte de la brigada Henry Riggs apoyando al pueblo haitiano durante el terremoto.
Some of these U.S. students who studied here went to Haiti to support the Cuban brigade, as we're talking about, health doctors from Cuba, supporting them in Haiti.
Okay, I'm going this way, the guy over there.
Los gobiernos de estos países ayudan con algo para vivienda, afuera.
All right, she's asking why do the students, I mean the governments from these countries help Cuba, maybe in the field of housing, or if they help Cuba. To the students, I mean to those, some U.S. students who are studying in Cuba. The project of the Latin American School of Medicine is a project which is totally free of charge. The enrollment of the residents,
the training
and the literature, I mean they need for their studies, even their food. Everything is totally, is 100% free of charge.
Hay algunos países que le dan a sus estudiantes un estipendio.
All right, there are some countries that give their students, I mean those who are studying here, a certain amount of money.
Y nosotros también le damos un estipendio a los estudiantes.
So we give them a stipend.
¿Para qué? Bueno. Algunas necesidades que se le puedan
so that they can, let's say, meet some of their needs.
Y bueno, si alguien hace una donación, no tiene que ser un gobierno, a veces una organización.
Sometimes we have received a donation, not only from countries, but we have also received the donations from some organizations.
Pero no es, es decir, no hay que dar nada para estar aquí. Los estudiantes del proyecto LAN, su país no tiene que dar
so
nada.
So their countries don't have to give anything for the students to study here.
Are we going over here? Just over here.
How many applicants are turned away each year?
¿Cuántos en el caso de los africanos? ¿Cuántos? You mean if they have studied here? The Africans?
No, applicants.
¿A cuántos solicitan africanos? ¿Cuántos?
No,
que no se aceptan.
solicitado, pero no lograron entrar.
Ese dato no se lo sé decir
exactamente. So it's difficult for me to give you this data.
Porque nosotros, es decir, damos las plazas.
Because we offer the
spaces. Y vienen los estudiantes.
So the students just come.
Y de África tenemos en la institución prácticamente todos los países de África están aquí representados.
So in the case of those who are studying here, we have the representation of almost all the African countries.
Todos los años damos plazas.
So every year we have a kind of quota. Sorry, I understood Africa and you said applicants. I misunderstood you. Very sorry. So I cannot give you this data. Because this is done in their respective countries. So this is statistics. We just have to look up.
Okay, the gentleman in the back, and then I'm going with you here. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go back here, okay?
Because of our harmful and illegal blockade, where do Cuban doctors go, your most revered doctors and professors, where do they go for continuing education around, you know, the medical world, or do they not need that?
But you mean the students?
From the student from the United States or from all over? You mean any student?
Cuban.
Oh, Cuban student.
But you want to know where these Cuban students go to? I mean, go to?
Where doctors go to for continuing education?
¿Dónde van los médicos para continuar sus estudios? So you want to know once they finish their studies?
No.
Once they finish their studies, where do they go to?
10
años más tarde, ¿a dónde van, por ejemplo? Una vez que han terminado aquí, hay cursos que se pueden seguir superando el campo. You're talking about the students that study in this school. In this school. Sí, los de aquí. ¿A dónde van para seguir su entrenamiento, para seguir su educación?
Una vez que
eres,
es decir, que ellos
se gradúan como
so pueden once medicina, they finish their studies here in medicine,
es decir, el objetivo es que regresen a sus países.
So, I mean, the mission, I mean, the goal is, I mean, they need to go back to their respective countries.
Para que apliquen en sus comunidades lo que aprendieron acá.
So that they can apply, or so that they can apply in their respective communities what they have learned here.
Pueden realizar estudios de especialización en sus países.
So they can do that. They can continue specializing in their respective countries.
O en otro país.
Or they may do that in other countries as well.
Y hay varios, muchos que lo han hecho en Cuba.
And we have many of them who have done this right here in Cuba.
Okay,
you.
I'd like to know what, when people go back to their home countries, how successful they are at passing the local boards, and is it any different from the local?
Y cuando ellos van para sus países, ¿cómo la diferencia? Porque ellos tienen unas prácticas que son locales, las que hacen aquí.
Sí, pero pasar el examen.
El examen una vez que lo hacen allá.
Que están exitosos ellos. Aprueban el examen local de cada país para ser médico.
Para la homologación en sus países.
So to
validate.
Sí. So to convalidate this in their respective countries. It's totally different from one country to another.
Hay países que aceptan inmediatamente el título, es decir, emitido por Cuba.
All right. So there are countries that actually receive the certificates that have been granted to the students. I mean, once they have finished their studies here.
Hay otros que exigen que hagan un examen.
So there are some other countries that demand that they take another exam.
Otros que hagan un año de servicio social.
So there are some other countries that demand that they take a social work for a year.
O que pase un año rotando por diferentes especialidades.
So that they can rotate in the different specialties.
Como comprenderá, entre tantos países es muy diverso.
So as you can see, we're talking about so many different countries. So it's very diverse.
Pero los resultados.
Por ejemplo, que seleccione un, digamos, los Estados Unidos.
En los Estados Unidos. Es decir, Prácticamente casi todo, es decir, excepto los últimos graduados que están en procesos ahora de prepararse para el examen, todos los presentados han logrado revalidar el título.
All right, those, I mean, all those students that have finished pursuing their studies here have been able to convalidate their degrees.
En un principio tuvimos algunas dificultades.
At first, we had some difficulties.
Porque si con el dinero para pagar el examen.
All right, we have some difficulties. I'm just referring to the money that they needed to pay these exams.
Era la primera vez en enfrentarse a este tipo de exámenes.
It was the first time that they were going to take these exams.
Pero después nos fuimos entrenando en el camino.
Then afterwards we keep training on the way.
Sí. Okay, and you.
Teacher,
or
do you have any research on Ebola
como parte de la preparación de los estudiantes.
So as part of the training that the students receive in this school.
Se hacen talleres de capacitación.
So we have some training workshops.
No solo para los estudiantes.
Not only for the students.
Sino para todos los trabajadores del instituto.
Not only to the students, but to all healthcare workers.
Cada cual en el nivel que le corresponde.
Everyone depending on the level where each of them is.
Y no solo para el ébola, sino para todas las enfermedades transmisibles.
So not only for, I mean, we do not only train them to fight ébola, but also we train them to be able to deal with transmitted diseases.
Que constituye un problema de salud para la región y
which
para
is,
el mundo.
Which is a health problem in the region and it's also a health problem in the world.
Como por ejemplo el dengue, la malaria.
In the case of dengue, malaria.
Entre otros.
Among others.
Have you had any cases?
I
know
casos.
Aquí en Cuba.
Even in
Cuba? No.
Ebola? No. Okay, I'm going this way.
You okay, since you graduated over 24,000 students to school here, since inception, I imagine many of them have become very financially successful over the years. And now you encourage gifts back to the school here from the students. Is that amount a considerable amount of money to get from them?
Todo parece que los alumnos que se han graduado parece que desde el punto de vista financiero han tenido éxito en sus carreras.
Como médico, ellos pueden tener mucho dinero.
O sea, que han sido exitosos desde el punto de vista financiero.
Sí, ellos como médicos pues contribuyen a la vida, después que ganan dinero en su país.
No,
no.
De los meses que
no. No, realmente, es decir, las experiencias que hemos vivido con nuestro grado, sí. Con la mayoría de nuestros graduados.
So the experiences that we have had with most of our graduate students.
Es que realmente hemos podido contar con ellos.
So we have been able to count with them.
Y le ponía el ejemplo de Haití.
So I gave you the example of Haiti.
Donde no solo en Estados Unidos.
Not only the USA.
Graduados de muchísimos países.
So we also have graduate students from some other countries.
Constituyeron la Brigada Internacional Henry Reed.
So they joined the International Brigade, and the name is Henry Reed.
Y cuando hay algún desastre en algún país.
And when there is a disaster or a disaster in any country.
Siempre tenemos la solicitud de nuestros egresados de apoyar en esos países.
So we always receive the request of our students to go to those countries and help them.
Y que si Cuba va a participar o va a ser parte de una brigada, ellos quieren ser parte de esa brigada.
So if Cuba has gone to help these countries, they also want to be members, or they just want to join these brigades.
Han participado en diferentes programas con nuestras brigadas médicas cubanas.
They have participated in some of our brigades with the health care, Cuban health care doctors.
Como por ejemplo la Operación Milagro.
In the case of a miracle operation, I don't know if you have heard that term. Miracle operation.
¿Cómo? ¿Ese que es la de la operación?
That has to do with the fact that these people are, I mean, they have their eyes operated on.
El programa de estudio de discapacitados.
Also the program for the study of disabled people.
Es decir, hay miles de ejemplos.
There are millions of examples.
Okay, wait. I'm here. I'm going to go back to you. Okay. Come here.
I'm a pathologist in a small community hospital. What access do you have to training in radiology and pathology? For example, do you have access to CT scanners and MRI scanners? And we will take a Cartwright microscope, the radiologist will get a specimen using the CT, and then we examine it, say whether it's a tumor or not. Then we take it to the laboratory and look at the immunodes.
I'm sorry, that's too long. I'm sorry.
I'm
thanking Rodrigo.
Can you finish it?
Have you finished? It seems you have something else. It seems he has something else to say. Do I? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. All right, in the case, he's talking about, in the case of molecular problems in the, his country are very expensive.
Con relación a, bueno, la pregunta que nos hacía, Cuba tiene tres institutos de investigación.
So Cuba has three research institutes.
Que por supuesto ha tenido resultados importantes.
Of course, these research institutes have had important results.
En la creación de diferentes vacunas.
In the creation of different kinds of vaccines.
Por ejemplo, en el Everpro.
In the case of the Everpro.
Algunos anticuerpos monoclonales.
Some anti... No, I don't know how to say that.
Molecular antibodies.
Antibodies.
¿Sí?
Equipos,
so,
etc.
So we have equipment.
Nosotros, por supuesto, somos un país con problemas económicos.
All right, don't forget that this is a country that faces economic problems.
Pero nuestro gobierno aporta gran parte de su presupuesto.
So part of the budget, part of the state budget is used, is allocated.
Para la salud.
So, to health, to the health sector.
Para la compra de equipamiento.
So that some equipment can be purchased.
Para lo que es tanto para atención secundaria como la atención primaria.
So that they can be used in the primary level and in the secondary level as well.
De manera que toda la población tenga acceso a esto, es decir, a esta tecnología para la atención de la salud.
So, so that every person has the possible, has access, so that...
Mic check.
So... So everybody will have access to medical equipment.
Mm-hmm. So you do have a few CT scanners or MRIs?
Yes.
So
also in the area of oncology, we also have nuclear medicine.
Okay. I skip you, so you are first, and then I will go around here, and I have some people asking questions here.
Okay. Cuba sent a medical team to Palestine after Operation Castleman and following two massacres. Gaza. A Gaza.
So the, our country keeps medical collaboration with some countries. So we help more over 60 countries. Also, there's countries from the Middle East, or Middle East countries.
So after a doctor is trained here, goes back to their local country, provide them with support such as medicine and equipment, or does only local government do that?
Una vez que lo que se gradúa, si Cuba le da un tipo de medicina a esos países, o la reciben los países como tal.
Medicamento.
Una vez que se graduó. cuando hay una brigada médica.
So when we have a medical brigade
que va a brindar servicio en los países de
that goes to offer some services to some countries,
según el desastre que se vaya a
depending
tener,
on the disaster in which they will be COVID, depending
sí.
on the epidemics, so these doctors are given sets of medicine.
A nuestros graduados, lo que sí le damos es algunos libros.
So we give some books to our graduate students.
Some basic instruments. Okay, I'm giving priority to the people who are standing, okay? I'll go here. I'll go around. Everybody will ask questions.
So our question is back to the Ebola crisis.
And about the crisis
of Ebola. I want to know what has been in this campus's engagement with the brigade that's working in Sierra Leone. And also, are there students who have volunteered for that outbreak? And what has been the challenges if they have engaged in dealing with the Ebola crisis?
Todo parece que tiene que ver que de qué forma todos han participado en el tratamiento con el Ebola. ¿Cuáles son los efectos que se han tenido? So will you repeat the question? Yes.
I don't want you to repeat the question.
So we're talking about the challenges that these people have faced once they have gone to this conference to fight.
First, to find out the engagement of this campus.
Primeramente encontrar de cómo ustedes se han encontrado algún tipo de, digamos, de personas que se hayan unido para trabajar en contra de Ebola de aquí, de este centro universitario, y cuáles son los retos que han tenido una vez que se han enfrentado a Ebola en esos países. ¿Entiende algo?
Con relación a lo que usted me planteaba decir, nuestro país, por supuesto, dio como ofreció su ayuda.
So our country offered its help.
Para tratar de erradicar esta epidemia,
to eradicate this epidemic,
se creó una brigada.
So a brigade was created.
Que está en estos momentos, bueno, empezó por Sierra Leona.
So we started in Sierra Leona.
Pero ya tenemos también colaboradores en Guinea Conakry.
But we also have collaborators in Guinea Conakry.
En el Congo.
So we also have collaborators in Congo.
Y que bueno es están trabajando en función de tratar de evitar o de cortar la transmisión.
So they are working so as to avoid the transmission of this disease.
Muchos datos sobre lo que está haciendo la brigada no tengo.
So it's a pity I cannot provide you with some information about what the brigade is doing in these countries.
Okay, I'm going this way.
My understanding is that for American students, the group that selects them for your school is called Pastors for Peace.
Sí, él entiende que dice que el grupo que hace la selección para estudiar en la escuela es el Pastor for Peace, en el caso de Pastor for Peace.
And how long have they been working with you to be the selection agency for the students?
¿Qué tiempo ese movimiento de Pastores por la Paz ha estado trabajando con ustedes para la selección de esos estudiantes?
Desde, es decir, los estudiantes de Estados Unidos comenzaron a llegar a la institución en el año 2000.
Okay. U.S. Students started studying in this institution, this place, in the year 2000.
Y desde esa época hasta la actualidad, hemos estado trabajando en función.
So since then, we have been working closely together.
Okay, I have these two, and then I'm going to go in this area, okay? And we need to hurry a little bit. We're gonna take these people over here, and we'll finish. Okay, we'll have time to have more formal questions. Okay.
Are there any plans to expand? This is a two part question. Are there any plans to expand COVID? And the second question is, what is the biggest challenge? Is it money, space, technology? And if it's money,
y se hacía la salud. Sí, pero en el caso de ser dinero, si usted recibe algún tipo de dinero de la Organización Internacional de la Salud.
No, nosotros no recibimos ningún dinero de la Organización Mundial de la Salud.
So we do not receive any funding from the World Organization. We do not receive any funding from the World Organization.
So what is the biggest challenge?
¿Cuál es el mayor reto?
Nuestro mayor reto es formar
our biggest challenge is to train our next year students with the best qualifications.
Y nuestra premisa fundamental.
of training human resources, our policy is not to give the leftovers, So it's not to give the leftovers, but to actually share what we have.
Okay, what I want to do is I'm gonna take 5 questions, okay, at once. So we're gonna speed this up, okay? 5 questions at once, so she can address the 5 questions. Okay, go. Come on.
Well, I was trying to.
Okay, you go.
Okay, so because you're working with people from impoverished countries, it's the medicine that you teach a little different to deal without a lot of resources. And do you involve like naturopathic medicine or other kinds of modalities?
Sí, incluye la medicina natural en el currículum de los estudiantes. Okay, another question.
Do you have any cooperation with other universities in other countries? Because I heard that in East Timor, you also build cooperation with the university.
Por ejemplo, en el Timor Este, donde hay cooperación con algunas instituciones.
Can she talk about any of the alternative medicine methods they may teach here, especially as opposed to the sick care system in America?
Okay.
Do you
have any research on genetic conditions?
Okay. I'm going to have one more round, okay? And that's going to be the last one.
All right, in the case of natural medicine or traditional medicine, my voice is not coming out okay. It's part of the curriculum.
So this is a curricular
strategy from the very first year that they start pursuing their studies.
Dentro de la medicina natural y tradicional.
In the case of the natural and traditional medicine.
Plantas medicinales.
So medical plants.
Acupuntura.
Acupuncture.
Acupuntura.
Back flower, acupuncture, digit pressure.
Digit.
Homeopathic. Okay. Bioenergy.
So let me see different contents throughout their studies. So everything is done depending on every school year.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna really, we are behind our time, so I'm gonna take 1, 2, and 3, and that's it. You already have a question. Okay, you 3.
Okay. Anne answered the question just now, but have you had someone go back to the U.S. and actually get the medical degree by passing the exam?
Yeah, yes, that's what she said. Everybody who graduated so far, has been graduated from here and got the degree validated in the United States.
But how? Because if they ask you in the United States, where did you go to medical school?
No, this is an agreement. This is an agreement with, they have to take an exam.
Yesterday, when we met with ICAP, with the Human Friendship Organization, Kenya talked about how there was this growing problem in Cuba of an aging population, particularly suffering with Alzheimer's disease. So I'm wondering whether there's any research being done particularly on Alzheimer's
disease. Okay, we have a she's going to continue addressing questions. I know a lot of you want to ask questions, but the student waiting for us, and she's willing to answer your question more individually. Thank you. So.